Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Comms Noise. I'm Chris, and with me here tonight it is
Ben
and Ricky.
Great, so welcome to episode 20. So a few days after Euros, the dust has settled. So the main coverage for this will be Ricky and Ben's report of Euros, and then we'll also look a little bit at the top four lists that all made the cut, talk a little bit about the cut. We've had some store champ prizes.
Yeah,
and details announced as well, so we might have a date for our own store champs nearby provisionally. So we'll announce that later.
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa, save the goods.
I thought we were announcing store championships.
So, first up, before we dive in, we've got a mail just to announce another store championship. James Naismith from Georgia, I assume, as he's running a store championship July 21st. Gigabytes in Marietta, Georgia.
In the States.
Not in the
UK. Is there a Georgia in the UK?
There's a country that Russia likes.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
It's not there.
Yeah. That would be, it would be odd, wouldn't it, to, pick it at rugby line in Georgia. Yeah. Anyway, so you can probably just put that into Facebook, just search the Gigabytes page.
We'll
put it in a link.
It's a Facebook
event created with all the details there. So July 21st, Georgia. Thanks for that, James. Okay, right. So, Euros. I went to the UK Expo, but I decided not to play this year.
You bowed
for a number of reasons. So
what, five
I'll just
rounds?
Be,
rounds
just
in
be,
one day.
Everybody knows I'm basically a pussy when it comes to, when it comes to multiple games.
Can't hack it.
Although I do have to say, as I said to Ricky, after basically playing about 10 or 11 games that day, going out for a proper sit-down meal, buying a load of stuff at the expo and meeting up with people, and I've been lying in bed reading a book for 45 minutes, you messaged me and said, we're about to announce prizes. And bear in mind, you got to the expo an hour before I even did.
It was
a really long day.
It was a long day for you guys, so fair play.
I need a sprint as well.
Fair
play.
So you missed the turning or something as well, so it was an inauspicious start.
Oh, what a mess. We had a real mess, actually. So what happened was, to tell my horror story, we got up and we were like, oh yeah, we need to get there for 9:30, no problem.
Said 9:30 on the ticket.
We have our breakfast, we start unpacking, and I realise I've thought everything was in my bag when I grabbed it, but everything was not in my bag. My card folder and my plastic sorter with all my tokens and dice and stuff in was not in my bag. So I literally just had my chips. And that was it. So I'm like, oh crap. Okay, well I'll just have to see if I can scrounge a few bits and pieces from everyone there and see what we can do. So we get in the car, we get there, we're walking along, and then we get a text from some people saying, guys, where are you? Registration ends in 4 minutes.
just parking or something.
Yeah, so we literally get out of the car, sprint, run. It's a boiling hot day. We've got our armada bags with us. We're trying to get past the crowds because the expo's open. Opening on the Saturday morning.
18,000 people they have on Saturday.
18,000 people. So we're pushing through and we're trying to get through. Luckily, they weren't doing bag searches this year. And we get there literally and they hold it open for us. We sign in and then they're like, okay, they go off to sign us in and do things. And I'm rapidly then scrounging dice and tokens and stuff off people before they announce the first round.
It's lucky I had my folder because
so what happens is I have my case and I have just this blue carrier bag that's got my measuring sticks, my dice, my all the stuff, and I just grab that blue bag because it's always got everything in and stuck it into my luggage, but apparently for some reason I'd taken some of the stuff out. I guess to put the world's cards into my folder, I'd taken it out and not put it back in or something.
That sucks.
Didn't check.
It was right.
Was dumb. And then, so I get to my first round, and I'm on the way. I've also forgotten my tray, and I'm carrying all my stuff, and I drop it all on the floor. And all my tokens and models just get scattered across the floor.
I got them all back.
All of your borrowed tokens.
Yeah, and just the worst way to start a day is sprinting in the heat. Yeah. Scrounging about and then dropping all your stuff. So really bad start to the tournament for me. But we got there in the end.
It didn't even start for another hour or something.
Yeah, it was 45 minutes after we registered that they actually started the round.
Wow, that was worth the run.
But at least you remembered your models.
Yes, unlike unfortunate Stuart, who forgot everything and was able to borrow everything from one of the judges had brought his fleet and everything as a backup. So luckily Stuart was able to play. And I should give a shout out to a very kind Polish gentleman whose name I have forgotten. He'll be the he'll be on that list.
He was the one who made the cup.
Yeah, if you know his nationality, narrowing it down to 3 or 4.
Yeah, he'll be the highest ranked Polish guy. Because there were 2 Polish guys in the final. Well,
there was
shit.
Przemysław and Piotr.
It was either Przemysław or Piotr.
Because it was 3 Polish.
One of those 2 gave me had a spare damage deck, which was the hardest thing to narrow down because who brings 2 damage set. Decks? So very, very kind, very of, kind of him. Thank you, whichever one of those Polish names you are. I'm sorry. I was in a fluster. Everything was. Also, I wrote all my notes down on a bit of paper and then lost it.
Nice try, Ben.
So,
nice try. Nice excuse.
It's going to be a short.
Dog ate my homework.
Sure did.
So you guys had to vote, right, to start with?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was 5 games, and they said, do you want to do 4 games now and 1 game in the morning, or 5 games?
So it was Saturday. Yeah. Saturday was the Armada day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was four Saturday, 1 Sunday.
So the vote was kind of even. And then they were like, okay, well, we'll do 4 today, 1 on Sunday morning. And then someone came up to them and said, well, you advertised it as 5 in 1 day. I don't have accommodation for tonight. I don't want to come back tomorrow morning. So they went, oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll have to do 5. Which is fair enough, actually.
Yeah.
So if you advertise it, just come up with a plan and then do that plan.
Yeah.
Whichever way you want to do it.
Drop after 4 games or something.
Yeah, they dropped as well, which was kind.
So. I didn't mind that. I didn't want to go
to Super on Sunday.
Yeah,
you wanted to go on the show a bit as well on the Sunday.
We didn't really get to do that either.
Oh, you've been on the show on the Friday.
We never tried
it. Yeah, we just hung out with a lot of the other Armada guys and sort of half watched the semis.
Okay, just had a nice chilled day. So the other thing before we get into it, there were 72 players sold out.
It's sold out?
It looks like I've just extended the list, and it looks like everybody attended, no dropouts. So,
there's no sign of notes.
No tickets.
No X-Wing players. Yeah. So that actually makes it one bigger than Worlds, doesn't it?
Yeah. More people played in the Euros than in Worlds.
36 by 1.
And yet they still felt the need to split Worlds into 2 heats.
Yeah, but this is all one.
This is all one super.
It just makes it better to have everyone on one tournament instead of 2 separate tournaments. Just doesn't feel right.
I can see why you'd have 2 days if you're going to have a proper cup, like an 8-person cup, like a proper day.
I understand 2 days, but I don't understand splitting into heats. Why not just get all 70-80 people into one tournament
one pod
and play it
over
2 days?
Again, it's like,
extended cut.
Why are we doing cuts?
Cut.
Let's just go away. Like, no one we won't even get to that.
We talk about this every time that we don't like cuts.
All right, but anyway, I just wanted to know that to just say it was very, very similar to Worlds. It was effectively one person more, so it was basically exactly the same size.
It was a
All right, so we'll get into it now. So, Ricky, your list will be familiar if you've listened to the previous episode of Worlds, because it was...
It was the same, except for one less PCX and one extra YT.
Yeah, because
sure that was the only change.
You'd seen at Worlds that 2 YTs could hold the Sloan Alpha Strike.
They could, yeah.
Better than one.
It did hold well. And it was alright, it wasn't a bad change.
And I guess you changed your missions if you only had one VCX.
I think that was the downside.
So what were you
saying? I didn't want to pick Station Assault anyway, that would be an easy one to pick.
So very quickly, if you haven't seen, it's basically the Palantir, Leviaris, Recon,
Hammerhead,
2 Flotillas,
2
5 activations,
yeah.
A whole bunch of squadrons, led by Nora, B-Wings,
Jans,
one VCX.
One VCX.
And the missions you changed to were?
Intel Sweep. Contested Outpost and I think Station Assault?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure that was the 3.
Okay. Did you play anything other than Station Assault?
Yes, I played. I wasn't playing everything.
Oh, right, okay, well,
save that for game. So, game 1.
Game 1 was the day started bad straight away. It was like I got placed against the German national champion.
Dennis.
Very good player. I thought that was it. Like, this is my game ruined.
He's a very good player.
Are you saying with you relying on a baby seal for the first game to get your...
Well, you'd hope with 72 players, you wouldn't run into one of the top 5 people there.
It's a strong field. I know we said about Wells, but we literally picked some amazing players.
It was.
A lot of good players.
Well, I genuinely think it was a stronger field than Wells.
Yeah.
I think there was more better players.
More depth.
At Euros. Yeah, there were more. Like, if I don't know, if you gave every player like a 10 at a rating out of 10, there were probably more people 8 or higher at Euros than there were at Worlds. I would say.
Big call.
I didn't
based on no well, research.
I mean, Ricky made it at Worlds and not at Euros. Is that what you're saying?
wait, did either of you make it to the cutting
room? I finished worse at Euros than I did at Worlds. We all finished worse Euros than we did at Worlds. Because I didn't place, yeah. which is worse than placing.
Well, spoiler alert, where we placed.
There wasn't at the top.
So, yeah, we didn't win. Yes, you didn't already know.
We're not going to America. That's a shame.
Game one, Ricky.
Yeah.
Digress.
So he picked Station Assault, surprisingly. He wanted to go first.
So,
he was in reactivation. He had an ICT Quasar and Xanti Woodstone.
Yeah.
Only three activations is surprising for Dennis.
He had strategic advisor, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if I'd bother having strategic on three ships.
Very similar to what he ran at Worlds, wasn't it? Because he ran that same at Worlds.
Yeah, I think he had an extra Gazanti, though.
Yeah. Dropping a Gazanti is pretty good. But three, you know, I can't complain about three.
Yeah, sure.
He didn't have early warning when he was starting to read it.
Yeah, so. I had the choice to pick because he was 400 and I had to pick first or second. And maybe I should have gone first and last. But I picked to be second.
Just out of habit.
I didn't fancy my chances with this. I already was expecting him. I was going to try and aim for it. But it's not good to aim for a draw, but I figured he was going to smash my list with Sloan. Because I'm pretty worried about Sloan. Sloan is, I think, one of the very much stronger.
Oh, that's why she always wins everything.
That's
why she's always in the top four.
True.
We've had this major competition.
We've had this debate before.
She is strong.
She
never seems to be good enough to win.
Yeah.
Like, she's like a second tier. She's good enough to not lose big, necessarily. But
good enough to make you think you can take her to a big tournament.
The aces are really
always, not good enough
always
to
win. Always under-delivers,
My aces can wipe. I can be wiped out pretty quick by the aces.
Yeah, it is potent.
But if I play it wrong...
It's that's really all. Potent.
I stay on my stations pretty far apart. I left one over at one side, I left another station on the other, and I count one, and I outpoint him, so he was on the other one. But he came in very fast. I expected he might just take a station and call it.
Why just take a five?
Yeah. My mistake.
You gave him the option of going, do you want to... You could just lose this game if you wanted.
Yeah.
And fair play to Dennis for...
Yeah.
Refusing that kind of offer.
I don't think that was... Maybe he meant to do that, but somehow he put Sloan's ISP down. Well, you know,
he wanted to attack you.
Yeah, I'll give him that. And so the ISP came in at speed 3. It took out the station on the way past. What he wasn't expecting was me to one turn kill an ISP with my bombers. Every roll was the perfect roll. Maximum damage.
Everyone gets...
taken by surprise when it first happens to them because it's just such a shocking amount of damage.
That shouldn't have even happened. It shouldn't have been possible.
It's 21 damage you've just dropped on him.
But I didn't even...
In one turn.
It wasn't even like one Yavaris hit. It wasn't even a triple ship Yavaris. And it just wiped him out. And I did get a shot with my Yavaris ship. But yeah, to take out one go. If he had got to shoot next turn, he might have took out one more of my...
Yeah, so he was saying afterwards he expected to lose the ISD after two shot in two turns, basically.
Yeah.
And was hoping that would be enough time to get in there and kill the Pelter and the
with his
fighters.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, losing it, activating it, driving it in, and then losing it before it actually gets to shoot or activate anything.
Unfortunately,
brutal.
Yeah, we didn't finish six rounds because the next target would have been...
Well, you just need to kill the Quasar and then you win the game.
We didn't have enough turns. Didn't have time otherwise.
How could you not have enough time?
We were already
limit
on five.
Really?
Reek and Sloan is a fucking...
It takes a long time,
doesn't
it?
So, yeah, I probably would have been able to
blow up that quasar pretty quick with the bomber and swarm, because there wasn't too much left. But it was over, so we did 7-4.
Yeah.
It was a tough game.
Yeah.
Tough first game.
Mm.
Second game was against an Andrew Christian. And that was 2 NC-80s and 4 Zeds. 2 transports. It was the Akbar slash.
Ah, somebody ran that at Nationals, didn't they? The Zeds and 2 MCs.
Yeah.
And Justin.
Yeah. Was he a judge?
He was a judge for Euros last
year. Because I played him and that's what knocked me out to...
At Nationals.
At Nationals,
I played him last.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one, he was, I picked Intel Sweep, his Intel Sweep.
Yeah.
Pinched a token straight away.
Yeah.
75 points off the bat.
Yeah. And your first player.
And I was first player.
So that's great. Brutal for the other guy, isn't it? I've given you 75 points
and I'm still
to net it.
Well, at this point,
for the privilege of you being the first player,
it's
not a good deal. It's not a good deal.
You just can't afford to take any of the objective token missions if you don't have strategic.
Yeah,
that's a shame, actually. I think strategic, although it's opened up some doors for second player lists, it's knocked out like six objectives out of everyone else's options or objectives I can pick.
Yeah.
But it was a good start, and he had no way to stop me. And I turned on Zeds.
Yeah.
And at this point, he was like, I'm just going to try and not get board wiped.
Yeah. Didn't fail.
He turned in towards me. I guess he wanted to try and get some Akbar slashes on me. Because he pushed in, and it took a lot because he had the new title.
Was it Defiance?
No,
it was the double MC. So he was like, MC Exodus.
Eight Engineering.
Is it?
Exodus.
Yeah. Eight Engineering's a lot to get through.
Yeah.
And so we just bring it back up. But yeah. I managed to clear that out. That first one had Akbar on, I believe. So once that was out of the way, his dial wasn't on Engineering on the other one.
Oh.
And at that point, I cleared the second one pretty quick. That was the 2018-20.
So that was a 10-1 in your favor.
That was a 10-1, yeah. Cool. I didn't think I lost anything. No, that was a brutal game.
So you were on 17 at this point.
17, I thought, yeah.
Table 2.
Coming back up until I got to play Gideon Gigapo, I think, on the forum. Mm-hmm. Three activations. I thought, wow, this is not going to be too bad.
I've just smashed a Sloan three activation list.
I played him last year at Euros. He's a good player.
Yeah, and yes.
He trashed me. You're in good company, Ricky. I spoiled it.
So what did he get?
Yeah, the nice team is actually a marketing. No advisor, so literally three activations.
Yeah.
He did
have price on his ISD.
He did have price. So he was hoping to go first last. He picked Contested Outpost. I hate Contested Outpost. I had to set up. I can't just give it away. Although I would have effectively had a better score to give it away to him from my win the other side
of the table. I think your best bet when you come up against like an ISD that's rushing you on defensive on contested outpost is to just leave like a transport to claim the outpost for like two turns.
And just leave it.
And then your other ships come into counter attack once he's claimed the station. Because if you just sit your virus and the pelter on the station too, they're gonna get eaten alive.
Yeah, that happened. So I threw my hand head towards his RP10 to try and intercept. I thought maybe I could do a bit of damage on that. Mm-hmm. I did not. That wasn't the hammerhead. He came at me quite not as bad. He wasn't looking at me to be 3 on his ISD, but he changed decision on that because I think he realised I could have turned one bombed it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been for the better if he had, but he realised slowed down, dropped the speed 1 I think because he had a token. And drop behind his transport. His price didn't come to play because he had slowed down enough.
And he'd misjudged his. He set his price and then slowed down more than he was planning.
Well, he had to. It was the right choice. It was definitely the right choice considering after that he came forward and just gun routined my two ships.
So what happened? Did you send your bombers at his ISD or did you hold back and wait for his fight?
Well, I sent my. The first one was I had to drop the Bright Hope. To try and stop him pushing in for a price.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he might have been able to get around to get to it, so that's why I tried to block him right here.
Mm.
But instead he bumped his own transport.
Okay.
And then he got to shoot right here and got the right damage to kill that.
Mm.
After that I had no rerolls.
Mm.
And then he pushed in. His aces all locked down. And he had phantoms.
Oh, they're quite annoying. That's unusual.
Yeah. So they bounced past my counter, my YTs, and just started shooting.
Yeah, so they engage your YTs and they drift past in the end of the squadron phase and start picking off Jan.
So his whole idea was to use that ISD purely just to activate squadrons and shoot you straight after.
Mm-hmm.
Strip your tokens and it worked very well, very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And took out all my ships. Board wiped me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. Well played.
So it was a 9-2, a 2-9.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't have points from the station. And what I destroy appears to
scrape
to claw an extra point. At least it's not a 10.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then your fourth game?
The Ron Phillips, a local to us.
Yeah, he's from the Cardiff in Wales. Yeah. Better, I think.
So we've played before as well, and he's been Radis. I've not ever played against. I didn't get a chance to test against Radis.
So
we played against the Aesthetic to Wales. Against your weekend list.
Did I?
Yeah. Because it got murdered because you went for it, and then you couldn't even contribute to building the list to be anti-Rican.
Oh yeah, you destroyed it, but that was
before Rican. Right, that was my Dodonna.
Yeah, Dodonna.
Okay, right.
And yeah,
it could
absolutely floor it. But he had a lot of YTs, he had a couple of A-wings. There's no way I could have stopped all the ships coming at me. And you know, it just drops straight in front of the Pelta. My Pelta's not quick enough to.
Yeah, to can't, stop can't get away.
And yeah,
so he dropped an MT-75 to double arc your Pelta to death.
There's nothing I could do about that.
No, you got a lot of squadrons. You could try and block his drop.
But my squadrons were trying to take down the
The ship or the admiral's ship.
No, I thought about that, but he was just out about 7 year out. Otherwise, I would have took out the corvette.
So were they chasing like a transport or
something? I was trying to take down like a couple of the others from another angle, and I tried to block him, but he was still able to place well enough to. Mm. I couldn't stop all angles. But from that, he killed the Pelta, but I managed to take out most of the other stuff. And I lost the 5. Oh, also, I didn't play the mission.
Oh, yeah, so he picked Intel Sweep.
He picked my Intel Sweep. Yeah. He had no strategic to stop me taking the tokens. And I didn't place them.
You just lined up for deployment.
I just lined up.
Didn't play a mission.
He just deployed. Gave me first I had 7.
I think they've got a magic spell for the Welsh players because you know when I fucked up the space assault, that was against Ryan's mate Stephen, both
from Cardiff. Yeah, they've got some kind of.
I wonder if that's their special move, their first play, and they're just like,
they
right, deploy your ships.
They hit the
time. So, if I managed to get that,
if I had the tokens, you know, I could have just played to not bother and just gone along the line and took the 7. But I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah, but would you have done that? Like
against Radis, would I be able to stop him?
Or would you have backed yourself to go bigger because you wanted to try and make a cut?
Because you're not going to make a cut with 7s.
Yeah, probably not, but at least I would have been 6 or 7.
Yeah, but you can always look at a game you've lost and say, oh, I should have just run away.
Yeah, but I should have played the mission, right?
You definitely should have placed the tokens. That's something
you should have done. So, yeah, the mission would have been better. There's no way to stop.
I think you can block it. You can have your like Comsnet transport in front, or you can have like a couple of your squadrons just like milling about.
You haven't got a big target. Like, well, I mean, this pelt is not fun to lose, but it's not like a huge
piece. It's about 100 points. And then the admiral.
Yeah,
you should be able to surround that. You should be able to block that off, at least. Because it's small enough. Mm. It's a small base ship. You haven't got to block a huge.
Well, it's pretty quick. Like,
One of the transports was coming in right behind the side, and all I did was just put 2 squadrons, and that's what it really takes to block it.
Yeah, 2 or 3 squadrons is usually enough to really cover up a massive area. Because the 75 is such a big base.
So that blocked that one. Then he had another transport, I believe. He had a corvette, and he had another.
So he had like 3 angles he could bring it in from. Right.
What did he Radis say?
75.
And the pelt was as it was a dead in the water.
And I couldn't do enough damage to the MC-75, so I thought, just kill everything else, try and claw this back. And it did, it clawed it back to a 5. That's what was just annoying, that mission.
Yeah. Because we cannot keep the pelt alive, and then you can get some, I guess.
I did.
75 moved away.
And it was facing that way, so the 75 was not killing anything else. It was out of the game at that point.
And you weren't able to get the Pelta's blacks onto the 75 because I guess it moved away.
Pelta doesn't have blacks.
Oh, it's the different Pelta.
Blue and red. Yeah, it's not going to. It
might lightly scratch.
Yeah, skibbish and cover the shields. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, that was the lucky.
And then your last game?
I think it's Charles. I didn't have his last name, but Chris might.
I'll search it on the final standings list.
This was a publicity. Byzantinus. That
Charles Shepherd.
Might have been. There's no other Charles.
Yeah.
So I'm not keen on two ISDs. They can be tough. This one was playing his mission again. He'd let me go first, and then we were against Salvage Run. If he had gone first, I think I would have had a harder game. But Salvage Run, I took two tokens straight away. Couldn't quite pick the third.
Is this the one where you set them up in the middle?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, all the trains in the middle, and then there's four tokens that if you put it right, can all be in the second place half of the board, and you can collect them when you activate your commander.
And there was no difference because I could just VCX in, I added a talent VCX.
Yeah.
It claimed both of them. They were mine. And then so it was even score at that point. He rushed in very fast. He did push in quick. And it was.
Was it like an Avenger? Was it a Kuat Simon setup?
It was the fifth game of the day.
Was it an Avenger and a Long Ranger, or was it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, if they're never getting into range to shoot your ships, how are you going to remember if they're just both getting bombed?
True.
He came in, I blew up the first gun pretty quick. He did manage to kill Yavaris with the second one.
What, do you remember what his admiral was?
No. It wasn't a long day, very long day. But it's got aces, I can only guess maybe it was Slan. But I don't think it was Slan.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe Monty. Honestly, can't remember that one. But it was I only lost at ISD, and not at ISD. I lost my Yavaris. He lost both ISDs, so it was a table win. But I think I only got me
because of the missions now.
Maybe. Did he kill anything from you?
Yeah, he did go back.
He killed some of the other squadrons as well. He clawed back in the aftermath, but it wasn't a 10.
Yeah.
So what was your final score?
33.
Mm-hmm. And that landed you...
16. Rubbish.
Well, still top third? No, more than top third, isn't it?
It's like top 20%, I think. Roughly. Yeah. 22%.
It got me the tokens.
And the medal.
And the medal.
Top 22% in that field is pretty strong, I'd say. Pretty good effort.
No, it was
considering this shows how the constant problem with the largest you should have games. Charles, who you beat, finished 43rd. So that's like a 30 place
drop
from losing an 8-3 in the last round. That's pretty crazy.
It was a close call for sure.
But Miles,
you were 8 points off the cap.
Yeah, it was a long.
Need another game for that.
Give
him ruin my day.
Blame him.
He's a dream crusher.
Dream crusher.
Well, he finished Team Swiss, so
and he's the only guy. If you're gonna lose to someone, that's the guy you want to
lose to. The one in the cup. Right?
He's the only one with MOV over 1,000 as well.
For 1,000, wow.
1,110.
And he's not even running strategic.
Three activations.
Yeah.
1,177 MOV.
Wow. Great. He must be the only person in the top 10 who had less than 5 activations, I would guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, what's his...
Might be the raddest ship.
What was Cannon on?
Double MCA.
Double MCA 2.
So he went about 5.
He could have had 5. He definitely had 2 transports. Okay, so if he had a strategic...
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. Fair.
Seems quite likely.
You had 5, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe there's some 4s in there, but he must have been the only 3.
So to sum up, Ricky, what's your... Anything will you be modifying the list or trying it?
Well, we tried something new today, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it got smashed. So.
But what are your learnings from it? Is it just you got bad?
Play better.
So you keep the same list?
No, I don't want to play it anymore, but let's see what the prizes are.
Yeah. I think the problem is you're bored of playing Yavaris. But then every time you make a list, you get to version 3 of that list and suddenly your virus is in it.
Or you just go, this is a good list, but this thing is not as good as your virus. Like, this 100-point block is just not as good as...
I just cut that out, put your virus 3 B-wings in, and then it's a better list. Now I'm bored of playing it.
It's hard to play Rebels without something that you know is...
It's so strong.
Really strong. Mm. It's a force multiplier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yavaris is nuts. Any other final thoughts from you on how it was run, or how any feedback, or did you enjoy it?
It was a good day.
Yeah, I had a point. It was still fun.
Yeah.
Just again, cup. Everyone who's in the cup probably doesn't want to play a cup. Just stop doing it. They're not listening to us anyway.
Well, we told all the guys who were running the tournament, and they said they were going to feed it on back because they agreed with us.
Yeah.
Cut Armada is not fun to play or watch.
Yeah.
And it's just a totally different strategy that is not reflective of
it's
like the main game.
Round robin or top eight, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I like the idea of top four. Everyone plays everyone in a reset Swiss.
Yeah.
Because that way, at least it's not a million more games. Everyone does. The four best players all have to play each other.
Yeah.
And they can't go for the KG6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. They have incentivized to try and get big wins.
And like they can stream one of the tables, and any of the games are going to be better. Everyone gets to be on stream as well. That's pretty cool.
Everyone
will be on at least one stream game.
Yeah. Or any graduated cut, like the one they did, we talked about, I think it was at Gen Con or US Champ, where they cut to top 16 and started a fresh Swiss for four rounds.
Don't
four
many
rounds
too many
fresh Swiss. Yeah, it's 4-4.
Well, it depends, because like, you look at the... You'd have made the cut under that format, Ricky. You'd have been back in there with a reset Swiss.
The number of good players, and we'll talk about the guy who came fifth later as well, but the number of
a lot of good
really
players,
good
top
players
16.
In that top 16 who missed out because by a point or literally by 9 points of MOV.
But you're probably looking at 16 players.
I know you've got to draw the cut somewhere, but I'm just saying. You know.
I think 8's a good number.
Whatever the solution is. And
it's not cut.
It's
all
the
of
right
these,
solution.
All
not
of these ideas
saying.
Are better than what we currently
exactly.
have. So.
Exactly.
What's the bets that nationals are a cut?
Five rounds cut to four. I bet it's
the same.
100% chance that it's that.
Just give it up.
Yeah. Oh well.
All right, then.
Mine will be pretty quick because I was pretty flustered and I have no notes. So
you're running similar to Worlds list.
I was running the exact same list. I did write a new one, but didn't have time to practice with it. So I took the simple two ISDs with Jerdarod, one gunnery team Simoon, one boarding trooper Avenger, two Gazontes. Q-At Avenger. Yeah. Two Gazontes and Valen, Rudor, and Sienna Ree with a 20-point bid. And a strategic advisor. So, my first game was against Recon MSU. He had two MC-30s, some Corvettes, and or Hammerheads. He had like six or seven activations. No squadrons? Was it no squadrons? Yeah, no squadrons.
It was like a bump list,
wasn't it? Yeah, we didn't have engine techs.
Yeah.
But it was more just like pummel you with MC-30s, and then come in. If he needs to finish you off, he can send in the Corvettes. Maybe he did have engine techs. No, yeah, two of the Corvettes had engine techs.
That's
but killing flotillas, I assume.
That's the normal, yeah.
And yeah, he played it well. I was doing okay. I was doing quite well. I was killing a bunch of stuff.
You killed something?
Yeah, I killed a whole bunch of stuff, and then... I just made this super dumb... Oh, yeah, it was we were playing Salvage Run. And basically, I picked that because I wanted all his chips in the middle, which you have to be on Salvage Run to get the tokens. And I went in the middle. And I was like, fine, you get the tokens, I'll kill you. With the gunnery teams and the boarding troops. Because I had first, last with Price.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
And Corvettes and little ships versus front arcs and ISDs is not...
Exactly. So I thought that was going to go well for me, but I messed up so bad. I killed a hammerhead early, and then what was it, Corvette? I don't know. I'm getting some games mixed together now. But there's it came to this point where he'd been shooting my Simoon, and he had MC-30s like sort of either side of it, and I thought I could thread the needle and drive in between these two MC-30s, being out of out of short range of both broadsides. And I didn't even check it. I just thought, well, I'll just go up the middle. I'll be fine. And then I landed, and I was like half a centimeter in on both sides.
No.
I didn't even take that risk. I should have just gone left or right with one click.
Just
And just take, because I could have taken one broadside for an MC30, that wouldn't have killed me.
But you should still be taking one, shouldn't you? Because you can activate immediately after.
Oh no, because he, I went first into it.
Oh shit. Oh. So he had his whole turn.
So I just lost my Siren to a fucking stupid ass move. I didn't even check it. I just looked at him and went, yep, here I go. Instead, I didn't even measure out the ranges like I normally do.
Impetuous.
I was.
That was the Ryan one.
That was my sweaty, forgotten all my shit kind
he
of.
He was rushing to complete the Death Star on time.
Yeah.
Didn't think about it.
Fucking dumb move.
He's always so like checking everything.
I know, I'm normally way more careful.
You're so sucks, guy.
So yeah, fucked that up. Lost to Simon, and then all his stuff that I'd like got down to low health got away. Because normally, against MSU, I need to spin the Simon around with the Jodorok turns and then just chase them with the last. And just I only need one and a half decent shot to like finish them off.
Yeah.
But with Simon dead, I couldn't chase them down. So the Avenger killed something. I can't remember what it was. And I lost 8-3, which sucked.
It's grim.
I'd forgotten to take Jerry off of the Simon and put him on Avenger because I found most games people shoot the Simon, not the Avenger. So I meant to move my, but I still had my list.
Because the Q-Rat has a defensive record.
Yeah, the Q-Rat's got early warning system.
Yeah.
And I'm usually like much more careful with manoeuvring on the Q-Rat because it needs to be in the right position.
Normally going first.
And it's normally going first and getting away. Yeah. So that I should have moved it over. That was a lesson I learned from Worlds.
And then I just forgot your fucking cards.
Yeah, and I just the list I had in my bag at registration was the one I had at Worlds. It still folded up and had all my notes from Worlds on it. And I was like, well, this is the list I've got. Here we go.
Oh, no.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Oh. It wasn't fine. So I lost 8-3, which is a really shit way to start.
Early warning system. I didn't see any others.
No, I had an early warning system, which was amazing, and no one else took it, which is why Rick and Yvaris is still winning because no one's taking
early
warning.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah, when we cover our thoughts on that. The first four lists, but yeah.
It's good against Sloan and good against Rican, and no one runs it. I think it's bizarre.
So yeah, we'll get through yours and then we'll get into that chat because that is an interesting topic.
So then round two, I went up against another 2ISD guy who had Motti. So immediately I'm thinking, I'm not killing both of them.
Yeah.
Two Motti ISDs is like hard work. And we just end up sort of jousting against each other. And I get his non-Motti one sort of boxed in. It's got my Simoon in the front and Price boarding troopers are coming in the side. I get the Price boarding trooper double arc off. I get the Simoon shooting one turn and then shooting the next turn.
Yeah.
Don't kill the thing. He then disengages and runs towards like my starting edge. I turn around with the Jerry moves and start chasing him.
Yeah.
And this was really frustrating because his two Star Destroyers cruising along at like speed 2 shooting at the back while my guys are blasting on at speed 3 with their front arcs into his back. We end up doing about the same amount of damage to each other. So by the time I kill his guy I've crippled with the boarding parties, he's got my Avenger down to like 3 health remaining or something.
From rear
arc shots. And I had the bloody early warning system.
I mean, I guess he's got 3 health on you. But you've got like 5 dice on him every turn.
It was nuts. That's just how dice are doing. So I do finally kill this thing, and then I try to disengage my my Avenger Q-At, but it gets pipped. And my Avenger was like cheaper than his ISD build, so I won 6-5. Basically,
all that, like,
we traded ISDs.
It's like a double knockout. And it, like, boxes punched the 12 rounds, and then you both fall over at the same time.
Yeah,
well, this guy hit the deck slightly later than this guy.
Exactly.
All that work for a double kill.
Yeah, it was disappointing. So after 2 rounds, I'm on 9 points, and I'm like, okay, I'm done.
I rocked up at this point, having, like I said, had the best part of a good day to pick something up for Ricky. It came up, and it was like, oh, Ricky's on. I saw Ricky on a table, or a second one down. This must be table one, top end. Where's Ben? He's not on table 3 or 4. Or the next row. Shit, man, what's going on? Yeah. What's happened?
If you 10-1. No, if you wouldn't have even made the cut 10-1 and everything.
But like every good champion, you didn't know when you were beaten.
I did not. And then so I decided.
Came back swinging.
Now these games all kind of blur into one.
This is a long day.
It's 6 p.m. now at this point, and I've played like two games of Armada. We've had half an hour for lunch. We're not going to get any dinner time.
It's endurance.
So let me try and remember. I definitely played Rikin Yavaris. I definitely played.
This must be. Apologies. What was your score?
I got 3 9s after this.
3 9s, not bad.
So they all do literally.
You smashed the Yavaris.
So Yavaris was my last game, which was against one of the Scottish guys, one of Callum's mates. I forget his name. He had very similar to your old list, Ricky. He didn't have the Pelte. What did he have?
MC8.
He had an MC30. He had ammunition.
Can we do game 3 and 4 before 5?
Well, this is the game I can definitely remember. So I'm going to talk about the one I can remember.
Oh my god.
So he had Rikin Yavaris, aces, and
if you can, if you played against Ben, you can remember. Please email in and tell us so we can.
Oh, I played a Radus. Here we go.
We should just go through all the animals until we.
Yeah, I remember playing a Radus.
I'll go through all the players on the first name until you remember.
I drove up towards him, blocked off the Radus.
Was it 75 drop?
Yeah, it was a 75 drop. So I went up full speed.
Profundity build.
Forced, profundity build. So okay. I forced him to drop turn 2, because start of turn 2 I would like be Simon gunnery teaming his transports and corvette.
Yeah.
So he dropped it in front of my Simon double arc and the hammerhead outside. And then I activate the Simon gunnery teams, kill the hammerhead, and pummel the profundity. Profundity repairs, does 19 damage with its double arc. You can fucking believe that.
Jeez.
which was pretty fucking special.
On 10 dice.
12. He had expanded launchers, like the +2 black out the front.
Wow.
So 12 dice. That was rough.
Is that the one we were working out as 100-to-1 shot? But
that was another thing. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
So that was brutal. And then Avenger just double arcs, pummels profundity a bit more, but medium range double arcs, and then drives in. Then I go first the following turn, kill profundity. But here's the fucking frustrating thing. So the Simon's got literally like 3 health left at this point. And he sends all his rogue YTs in to try and finish it.
Yeah.
Lands 2 more hits with the 3 rogues. So I've got 1 hit remaining. And like, thank God I've got this engineering racked up. I'll just activate first, pummel profundity, probably kill him, regenerate up like 3 shields, and I'm off.
Yeah.
Off at speed 3. You'll never see me again. And of course I forgot, you know who shoots before me? Han Solo.
Yes!
Han Solo drives in and goes, don't worry, I got this.
Amazing.
Before I get to activate my engineering.
Oh, that's so good.
And just blows the whole Simon away.
That's so expensive, but that must
have been
I haven't seen him for so long, but I just totally forgot he could do that. Yeah, so I got my hopes up and thinking, I've just skinned my teeth for this. But nope.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Skinning your teeth, you've still got a knife.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What was the mission?
Well, I wiped him out. I ended up not having to kill Han because I killed all the ships and tabled him. I must have got a mission with
points. I mean, I guess a 9 is 240, is it?
I think it's about 300.
Because 320 is a 10. 320 plus is a 10.
Okay, so it's probably about like 240.
240.
Something like that.
A mission.
240, 250.
Some points.
So you could use a Simon as long as it's less than that, as long as you use nothing else. Mm. You'll get 400 because you table it.
Yeah.
So you could have got, you still could have got a 9 that way, I think.
Yeah.
We're just guessing. Notes. Good
to have. So there we go, that was that.
Come on, you can do it. Game 4.
Come on, then. You can do it. He played someone, blew stuff up.
Got
a 9.
Basically, I'll tell you, all 5 games rolled into 1 July. I deployed 2 Star Destroyers in the middle of the board at speed 3.
Shot red dice.
Sometimes I rolled high and arc dodged, and sometimes I did not.
Jesus.
This is what the mile has become.
You did say it was the most
Yeah, by game three or four, I was like, I'm so bored of this list. Like, essentially, by turn two, by the position of the ships and speeds at turn two, I could predict how this game was going to pan out, and it almost always went that way. Mm. Just because there's only so many places they can go and I can go, and there's only enough time to do a certain amount of damage.
So talk about the Rekan game, because that might be interesting. Because if you get a 9 against Rekan, then that is good.
Well, this list was designed to beat Rekan Yavaris, which I thought was going to be more popular than it has been. Turns out only just three or four very good players chose to take it instead of like a lot of people.
It was a heavy nerf, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Still really good.
Maybe you just need a bit of practice with it.
Good. The fact that the majority of people that play it do really, really well with it.
Well, you know, name the last major event not won by it.
Euros last year.
Yeah.
When you played with a specific list that you built, because we all play Rekan so much that you were like, I have to theory craft this and win.
Dennis wouldn't have blew it, would he? What did Dennis play?
Yeah, but German nationals only had like 20 players.
I think it's probably Euros last year, isn't it? I mean, there might be some.
I mean, like American national.
We don't know on the American nationals, do we?
Well, I checked all the. I made a spreadsheet of the top four lists of every tournament over regionals, regionals and up for the last year.
So there's probably some regional wins there that wouldn't have had it. But there's a few, anything but not many. Higher than regionals, there won't be many.
But anyway, that's my topic.
So you beat it then, 9-2.
Yeah, I picked Precision Strike.
That favours.
Which does favour him, but it was a choice. He chose the fighter mission, so he had Precision Strike, Fighter Ambush, or Superior Positions. Mm. And at least with Precision Strike, I can get some points. Whereas I can't with Fighter Ambush, I'm very unlikely to get any Superior Position points.
Yeah.
Because at least I can bump him, and then when I shoot him, I can flip that bump card up. And how did that go down?
You won.
Yeah, I deployed in the middle at speed 3.
You flew on him.
Well, the thing is, because I always get out deployed, because I only have two squadrons. I've got 5 drops.
How would you deal, given that we've just played a similar practice game? So you have Simon and Nakua. So Simon doesn't have, or does it have 2 on the PC with the other one?
No, it doesn't.
So how do you reconcile sending them both at speed 3 towards Rekan?
Against Rekan, no, I don't.
Drop one back.
It depends on which side of me he deploys on.
Yeah.
So if he deploys on the side with the Simon, then I just slow the Simon down. I've got comms nets.
Sure.
I can give it tokens. They both get a nav.
One.
Yeah, so that slows down to 1 and turns in, and then the Avenger goes speed 3, and then the Avenger's like one movement bar ahead because of the turn took up some of its move.
And also whenever they deploy those 2 ICTs, I will always deploy on the side of the weaker one.
Yeah, the one without early warning system.
The one without early warning system will always be the side that I will. Yeah. Or the opposite of whatever Avenger is on.
Yeah. Mm.
It's always best.
That's easy enough to just slow down the summary, bring Avenger around.
But it is a delay.
Oh yeah, it buys you a turn.
It is nice to have.
But he didn't. He went on the Avenger side, and then the Gazontis come up on the sides to block the side shots.
Mm-hmm.
He deployed a bit weirdly. He put a medium transport in the middle, then I put everything in the middle, and then he put all his fighters with the transport to stall me out, and then he put his other ships on my right. So then the transport and the fighters all had to like do 2 turns of movement to like get back to the rest of the fleet.
Yeah, that is always the issue when you want to try and see where they deploy those ISDs.
Mm. But he's got his bombers on. He started bombing the Simoon, and then Admo was lined up and they couldn't attack the Simoon, so the Admo Avenger face off happened. So then he started bombing the Avenger because he realised he wasn't going to kill the Simoon before it got away.
Yeah.
Which ended up splitting his fire, which wasn't great. And then I very quickly blew all his transports and corvettes away with the Simoon and stuff, so I had him out activated, and then so Admo had to drive into Avenger instead of Avenger driving into Admo, blew that away. There was one moment where I almost like super had him, where Avenger was in position to attack Yavaris short range, and if I'd had a squadron order on Avenger, I could have activated squadrons, killed Jem, because he'd put all of his bombers, everything had bombed, and so his escorts weren't in range of, well, they were in range of Dan, but I could jump them. So I could get both my squadrons to shoot Jan, who'd already taken damage from Flak, and Flakker again at the back of the back of Avenger. Front of Avenger kills Yuvaris, back of Avenger and squadrons kill Jan, and then you can only recon one of them.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter which one you recon, because you're not bombing me. But I didn't stack the squadron order, so that was frustrating. So I killed one of them. Oh, I decided to kill Yuvaris, but obviously still got to activate.
Oh, I just noticed that the list with Radis, Slicer Tools, was annoying.
Oh, he had Slicer Tools.
Was it?
Oh, see that?
Sorry, interrupting you, Rose.
That's right.
Slicer Tools stopped me Yuvaris in the whole fucking game. And that's why then the Radis survived as well.
Yeah, Ryan loves his Slicer Tools.
They are very good.
Following behind my Yuvaris.
I always want to find room for them and then end up having to drop them because I can't squeeze them in my lists. They're very good.
I'm going back to using, what's the name?
Layer. Safety net layer.
Safety net layer.
Man, I wish Imperials had some kind of safety net like layer.
Sorry, good.
Wolf, you know.
He doesn't really let you switch orders.
Yeah, he gives you a user token.
Yeah.
You're right, there's no...
Is there Titus?
Skill first officer.
Yeah, but then you have to put that on every ship, whereas Leia affects your whole fleet.
You're right.
You have to time it right.
Yeah, the timing's tricky.
Grand Moff Tarkin and weapons team.
She got 50 points cost. Leia's 2, right?
You're right. What am I complaining about? She's 3. But
three. Okay. Yeah,
what am I worried about?
50% error there.
Yeah, I'm never going to remember game 4. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. We've gone on
for so 5. So you did you finished Recon with the being able to a combination of being able to activate and just going hard at Yuvaris.
Well, yeah, going hard and killing like two of the support ships early.
Yeah.
And then him being forced to split, taking all the Shiroids down on one Star Destroyer and then it disengaging.
Yeah.
Then having to pummel everything. So I had 2 Star Destroyers that lost all their shields and taking a couple of hits each, but
yeah,
no big deal.
I think you guys say about rushing into your bars is never a good idea. But I think it's
the done way, right, so it will get you the win. Yeah.
It's all about judging the distance is just right, so that you get as close as you can while being just out of your virus strike range, and then jumping in point blank the next turn.
Yeah.
The worst thing is getting into just within your virus's strike range, so you get like 2 turns of bombing before you get to do anything.
That segues nicely into the topic we were going to discuss as well, because you also need early warning systems to do it, really, don't you? Realistically. Because it depends if it's got a pelter or not, but your virus's strike range is such that you can't get far enough up without being targeted by it, unless you have early warning systems.
And also, as well, you don't want to leave your bombers by the side. It's like, what's the point if you just hit the sides and need 5 hands and you hang them back?
We talked about how good it is before, and the Radis list that you built, Ricky, that I took to Worlds, was amazing for it. Like, trash your Yuvaris list, trash Ben's list, trash Sloan list with it, but it was just terrible against non-fighter builds.
Yeah, it was amazing against fighters, and then you run into like a double ISD list.
And then nothing
you
do.
Real trouble.
Well, then it's like
hit or miss, but you wouldn't use hard, did you?
You never use both.
It was a good list.
So, you guys didn't see much early warning system.
I saw none
apart from mine.
If we look at, we'll come on to the top 4 lists because we're going to discuss those soon. So we can talk about the where they placed initially in Swift. So the top list, which is Gideon's list, has ECMs. It does not have early warning system.
I should say I finished 10th overall.
Oh yeah. So you came back from 9 points in 2 games.
Good comeback.
Hang on, we do have an early warning system on the queue out of the floor list, which I love that list, we'll talk about that, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one in the top four.
Yeah.
And then you arguably 2 of them don't need it, because one's Sloan, so it's...
Yeah, if you have a lot of fighters, you're not, that's
Sloan,
not how you're winning.
One's Yuvaris, one's Sloan, so... But you didn't see much generally, which...
The problem is, like, you make a decision with your defensive retrofit. If you take early warning system, you're strong against like long range stuff like, you know, corvettes, red corvettes and fighters. But if you take ECM, then you're strong against like Radis and other like large ship builds. Mm-hmm. So you just make this sort of rock paper scissors choice when you make your list. Am I going to make myself weak against fighters or weak against big ships.
Yeah.
Unless you're an MC-80.
And yeah, they can pick both, but no one else, like Star Destroyers and MC-75s can't. So they, it's something I don't like about the game at the moment, that you basically decide, I'm going to be weak against something, what's it going to be? Mm. And then you just kind of have to hope you don't come up against that in the in the Swiss. No, but it's such a swing. It's like, oh, if you pick the wrong upgrade, you are going to struggle in that game.
To me, though, early warning system, unless you're a big heavy fighter, it's a clear winner every time, because you're not going to get to use your grace against Avenger anyway, Avenger BT. You're probably not going to get to use it against like MC-80 bodiness, because they're going to, they're just going to do so much damage to you anyway.
Well, you will use it.
You'll use it, yeah, you're right. But maybe they'll have an Intel officer.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything that has Intel officer, anything like Avenger. So there's not many. I guess there's Radis list that won't.
Radis generally doesn't have Intel officer, but maybe he should.
You won't use it. I don't know.
Because you can board in troops, you wouldn't really need to.
No one boarded troops.
And you don't
Radis, so do they?
See.
When you built one, but none of the people I saw Euros had it.
And it works so well.
You won't see much Jonas demo either.
No, that's quite rare.
So I think only one system's a clear. Because you get
It a lot.
You get it in both, and like you can still against stuff where you have got ECMs, you can survive like something in the world. But if you come, if you fight your virus without the early warning system,
you're dead.
It's not going to happen for you. So I think it's better.
But
it's
I also wish more people would take it.
Yeah.
Because then we'd stop seeing Recon and Sloan at the top. Well, Sloan doesn't get to touch off, but you'd see less Recon.
Yeah. So the top four list is a really good article called The Overnight Report, Euro's Top Cut from Intel Suite, which again we referenced from Rick Wells as well. An Australian chap, I think. Good, fair play to him, he does a really good job of
doing the write-ups.
So you can take a look at that for the full list and check it out. So Gideon's list, who came top, we've been through that because you played it, Ricky.
Yeah, I know that.
He lost in the semi-final though.
Only because he didn't use his Avenger. On one red dice that he kills
heart race.
That is
I was rooting for him.
Yeah. Mm. To the person that won Euros.
And he would have killed the Recon as well.
He would have
taken Recon out of contention, that would have been nice, wouldn't it?
That must have hurt.
So I guess he never.
So like the virus was down to one health, he chucked one red dice at it and he evaded it. Yeah. The evade was already. Right, it's got one hit, and if he just tapped Avenger.
Because Avenger was spent.
Yeah, would have done it. But he so rarely uses Avenger on that.
It's just a scaremongering device.
And, you know, why, if you've got a Sloan list and an ISD, it's only 5 points.
And suppressor.
Yeah.
It's worth having.
It's definitely worth taking, but he just usually doesn't need it.
Brutalises everything.
Yeah.
Just never gets.
Because it's not a boarding trooper. It's like a, here's an ISD two gunnery teams.
Yeah.
You
normally get the accuracies as well.
Yeah, you normally get the accuracies directly.
If you continue playing that well, I'm sure you'll get it. There'll be his chance again.
Now, I love the second list, Eric Rie.
Is this the Thrawn one?
Yeah, you only love it because it's Thrawn, right?
partly, but the way that it tries to do a lot of what we try to do with Radis. But it also gets really strategist in. So actually, it's two of the lists I've played in the last year, combined. Three, if you say, as I was experimenting with Thrawn, because it's got the early warning systems and ordnance pods.
So let's read out the whole thing.
He's got Rufus Strategist, which I was using on the for Sword Chap season last year with the long range place, I think. So it's a queue app with Thrawn, Governor Price, Chimera, so that it can take good fighters following me. Rufus Strategists, early warning system, audience pods, and leading shots.
So if the matchup went the other way, that would have probably been my news.
This is a heavy anti-fighter build, but what I like about it,
that would have probably been
the genius.
Oh, what are the odds though? Because like there were two heavy fighter builds in this in the cut, and he played the one that didn't have fighters.
The genius of this list is that it creates like there's no redundancy because the bomber. But normally, if you play something like this, you're getting right.
Does he have no squadrons?
No, he has loads of squadrons, but they're all bombers.
Oh.
So he doesn't need. He needs nothing. He's got Maul and Mythil as his only anti-fighter thing. He doesn't need to have any anti-fighter defense because it's in the ships.
Yeah.
He uses. He's got his ordnance pods and his early warning
system. He's got ordnance pods, but he's got Ruthie's strategies. Bombs are amazing.
Yeah, yeah, because they're value. You can just like take loads of hull points off. You don't care.
And he's got Demolisher.
He's got the Glad 2, yep. Which the is the flat Glad.
Flat Glad with callus. So it rinses slow lists.
And he's got Ruthless Strategists on there
he's
as
got
well.
Ruthless Strategists and racks. Racks to pop whoever you need to on the squadrons. Wow. Duke was antis with comms in it. A Jumpmaster, a bomber, five TIE bombers, a Lambda shuttle for a little bit of anti strategic, and some relay.
So the Jumpmaster.
And more than
it's not that many fighters, is it? It's
quite that's what I mean, but the genius is.
It's all anti fighter fighters.
Because if they don't have any anti fighters, yeah, your ordnance pods are a waste.
But you still just have bombers.
You've got five bombers to just smash into stuff.
Yeah.
And rinse it. Mm. I think it's absolutely genius. And if not, you've got Ruthless Strategists. So as a reminder for that, it's after you've attacked an enemy squadron, you can do one damage to a squadron that's engaging it, your own squadron. So mm-hmm. You do not need to do damage. You just need to attack.
Yeah. And then it ignores scatter, doesn't it?
It does, because it's a damage. So
it's not an attack.
So that's a free damage just for attacking. If Demo manages to attack as well, that's a free damage.
Well, it manages to attack. I mean, it can move and then attack. So.
I mean, like, if...
That's probably the best.
Demo's more likely to shoot than
Demo's ISD. Fine. Yeah, the ISD. I mean, if there's, the QATs are blue and black, I think. So if you've got a blue range, it was a struct or something.
Oh, well, man, if you're in black range, that's amazing. Because you flak, then you Ruthless Strategist, everyone takes a damage. Then you pod, Ruthless Strategist again, everyone takes a damage. Then you Demo. You can easily get three auto damage on every fighter.
You can kill an entire stone ball in one activation from three because you can Thrawn gives you squadrons and you can move Mauler.
Oh, of course, Mauler.
So you can move Mauler with so the Thrawn. This is what I understand. I didn't see it, but from what I understand,
it's still one ship.
Thrawn stacks three squadron dials,
and then you never squadron your other ship.
And you just give them all what they need, like repairs or navs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you've got two squadrons on the QAT, two on the Gladiator, two on each Gazanti, which is enough to move your 8 squadrons, I think it is. Yeah, 8 squadrons. So it's enough. And you don't need to Alpha Strike. You just send it in.
And you've got the shuttle as well if you need the extra range.
Exactly.
What's his bid?
3 points.
Bonus missions.
Advanced gunnery.
Perfect.
Fire lanes. And superior positions. Superior positions is good with bombers.
So fire lanes. Got one relay?
Fire lanes risky because he's only got one strategic. Yeah.
He'd probably lose two of them.
But it's not a big deal. I guess if you're sending the DCXs in.
Well, not that quick, because actually you'd rather hit low, because they've got 8 health.
Yeah, but you can do...
You can kill the Hawks quickly.
Your QAT can do 2, 3, or 6 in its activation if it moves smaller. Because it can do 2 with its damage. Say it's 1, because it's a blue.
Yeah.
Dice. You can do 1, then Ruthless Strategist, that's 2. Then you do the Ordnance Pods with a Ruthless Strategist.
Yes, that's probably enough 4. Too.
Then you do Mauler.
Yeah.
5,
and then the
Gladiator can come in and do at least another 2, plus Ruthless Strategist 3. Yeah. So you can wipe VCXs from full health with just 2
And that's not even with the squadron attacks.
Exactly.
Like Mauler still rolls 3 blues,
exactly.
And
the bombers
get black each.
I think it's, I just love the fact that it's got such amazing flexibility.
I like that versatility, that the.
It's so good.
You never, if you come up against someone with no fighters, you're not like, oh shit, I've sunk 80 points of. Like TIE fighters or whatever.
Exactly. You just smash your stuff.
But it's not massive activations. It's only 4 activations and low bid. It could end up getting first lasted a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not even long range. Like the QAT and the Glad are both short range ships.
Yeah.
So having short range ships, not guaranteed first or last is. He's got price. He's got price. Okay.
He's got price and he's got early warning systems on the QAT, so you can dangle that out there. You can dangle that out there with the.
All fighters follow me is a funny one. Although I guess because it's Chimera, it can have whatever orders it needs.
It can swap rank.
Can take whatever command it.
I guess the fighters follow me is to get the bomber alpha strike. I guess if you're playing the
speed fight bombers, it's really
speed fight bombers is fairly tasty if they're not playing.
But the 5 is so small; it's such a minimal. Don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. But then because it's position basically, is he just picked the cheapest one because Chimera at the start of the turn lets you change it to any fleet command you want.
I still think all fighters follow me is very good in this situation because you want some position for the strategists. You want Mauler to have an extra threat range.
Yeah, Mauler threat range on Mauler is actually probably the main kicker for that because he can then he can hit the slow ball.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's really strong. And the you might want to get the Lambda in position for a relay or something. I think it's really super good.
I think
it's an amazing achievement.
And it's something different, which is so refreshing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that will hit on speed two, right? Like a 5-speed bomber should be able to hit a something coming speed two from the line pretty easily.
Probably. You mean turn one?
Turn one.
Yeah.
Well, they probably don't want to get them out of your flat range.
No.
If there's a
non-squadron hit.
Squadrons, you can just start bombing them straight away.
Yeah, and you got the relay.
So like the double SD lists that we work well with as well.
And I know it probably doesn't come up much, but Thrawn just gives you that amazing flexibility. If for some weird reason you're short of a nav or you're getting sliced to fuck or something, you can start the game, you can say, well, I'm going to need a nav here.
I'd be tempted to change fire lanes. I don't know what to.
Yeah.
Fire lanes feels like a risky one if you come up against someone with three strategics.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you're trying to burn them down quick early. Like we said, you're trying to kill the VCXs and go.
You want to camp, right?
You've got one or two turns. Now I'm gonna.
Like camping with that list is not an issue. So why wouldn't you just have contested? Sit there and let the bombers come to you, or
contested
someone else coming at you.
Does seem good.
I don't see why you would not.
Yeah, I'd go contested out. Yeah. Bring them to you.
What was the blue and the red? Oh, that's kind of really fine.
Yeah, because you want that on the QR.
Superior position, because you've got to
Probably give the other one. Yeah, so speed 5, you get behind people really quickly. That's some easy points.
All fighters follow me.
That's disgusting.
Bombers.
That
is a shit ton of points.
You don't have a bomber command, though. Still good.
You know, some of them are going to give you some points a turn, right?
I think that list is amazing. Like you said, if he got the right draw, he would have played against Slayer and Regan in some combination.
And some dodgy thing
in the map. I guess we should lightly touch on the fact that there was some controversy in his semi-final match against Raddus.
Yeah, so he played against Raddus.
We don't know all the details, but there's a whole forum thread about it if people look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think what it boils down to, like, so we weren't there, we don't know the details, so we don't want to comment too highly, but it involved a ship being replaced following the calling of some damage that was allegedly in a different position, which
maybe
gave it extra arcs, which gave it more of an advantage, or a knock. The lesson to learn from that is if you've got important stuff, always measure it. When you put it down, or especially Raddus, I've played Raddus a lot this year, and every time I put it down, I say, right, I want a double arc on here, and I don't want you to double arc me here, or I only want this arc for here.
Do you agree that I've got that?
And if I can't get it, then I wiggle it until I accept whatever I've got. We agree it, the other guy sees it. If there's a knock,
and then if something gets bopped later on,
you'd already
then
agree to it.
Everyone knows. Because I do that a lot when I move my Star Destroyer. When I land Avenger, at the end of its move, I'm just like, do we agree that's a double arc?
Yeah.
And then there's no arguing later.
And you're always measuring like back range or something.
Yeah,
like really key important stuff, but there's a difference between a 5-dice pool and a 9 dice pool. You know, all this kind of stuff, you're measuring all that. So I can appreciate in the heat of the moment, and you're in the semi-finals of Euros, you know, you're not going to always think like that.
It's worth being careful.
And the thing that came down to, they might not have realised at the time, but that was a superior. What it allowed them to do was a double arc on ISD.
It didn't kill it, but it was a superior position, so we got an extra 15 points for getting 2 shots in the back. And
the MOV was 10.
The MOV was 10, yeah. So that was a game defining.
A 10 point win to a 5 point loss.
Yeah.
These things happen.
I would have loved to see. Would have loved to see that draw list against Rikin in the finals. That would have been great.
I love this draw list. Like, I've not. I don't know who the guy is. I don't recognise the name, but fair play. I think that's a superb list design.
I guess the only good hope was 10 numbing the crap out of those bombers if they come in. But then he would just keep them back.
Doesn't need to chuck them in, does he?
He doesn't need to chuck them in. As soon as you go in, you're dead. 5 point health.
Because he's got the early warning Star Destroyer that's going in, and he's waiting for you to come to him, because then he can start flacking you.
Like, that's
brutal. He's got price.
I know, but he can't price every turn.
No, but the one turn he comes in, he prices.
That's why you got delay
in. Yeah, and if you go in, you're taking a black and blue with a Rufus Strategist, a black with a Rufus Strategist, and a Mauler. So if he rolls right, your beams are dead. Dead.
Yes.
Completely dead.
Yeah.
You'd have to kill it. You have to kill it in that first lap.
Because it's 3 guaranteed damage, and then...
Yeah.
like two extra potential damage.
Well, that's
does.
Mean, and if they're die before alive, it has a game
if they're alive,
Deno's coming in. And,
oh yeah.
And
plus Mauler's attack, and yeah, and yeah, the other three Tie Bomber attacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As I said, the only way to do it will be the first pass.
I love it.
But if you are very good with your price timing, if you know your price
you
timing,
then
you can't stop.
If you can still at the price, if you can get that last and then first, it's there.
It's got early warnings as well, so I don't know if you can kill it in two taps with the early warning.
You'd have to let it get close enough. And get it on the side. If you're last and first, it's not moving.
And if he's got his Gazonti either side of it to block the side shot.
That was a perfect idea.
It's no, I'm just saying, I think it's very strong against Rican. I want to try it.
Yeah.
I don't play
it. I do love Thrawn as well. I wanted to make Thrawn work.
I've never used it.
I could not, but Eric could, so fair play to him. So yeah, before I have an enormous nerdgasm about that, let's move on to the third list. So this is Przemyslaw Paliuszynski. Apologies for that pronunciation. If it's
he is the guy who gave me the damage deck.
So stand up.
Thank you for that.
A stand up gentleman.
Yeah.
So he had the Radis list. So he has a CR9CB with Radis and Hondo. I assume that's a lifeboat. He's got two transports, one is Brighthope, one is Quantum Storm, no other upgrades. Mm-hmm. He's got the Ordnance Cruiser with Lando, Ordnance Experts, Early Warning System, External Racks, Assault Proton Torpedoes, and Profundity.
Oh, it drops the Hammerhead.
And then he's got a Hammerhead with Ordnance Experts and External Racks.
So this is a pretty straightforward list, isn't it? Two transports go in, the MC-75 drops in on one of them along with the Hammerhead.
Yeah.
And he tries to super kill something.
Yeah, Janors of ECX and 5YT, so it's really similar to Josiah's semi-final world's list, which had, I think he had the A-wing twosome instead, but he was relying on the YTs for the rogue. Just for,
well, they give you some deployments because Radis gets out deployed pretty quickly,
yeah,
and then those independent attacks, you know, can really
20 pounds is already good.
Yeah,
and he has most wanted planetary iron cannon, solar corona, and then 393 points.
Yeah, I never understand why people take iron cannon. So.
I wonder if he...
You would pick it every time, really, wouldn't you? If you had to pick. It's not a loss, really, is it?
No, you need to take
especially
back.
If they have strategic, they're just going to move them out of the way.
I don't know whether it's to try and fence off.
Maybe.
Funnel them to where you want Radis Profundity to hit. I don't know. Mm. I mean, the guy's been kind of
you got to the cut.
He's done a lot better than I've ever done, so... But, yeah, it does seem... Just seem a bit odd. I'm not a fan. Planetary Iron Cannon seems overrated. Well, it seems overused, I should say. Anyway, so he made the final. I do think it's quite a high skill list.
Yeah, we realised this.
Because you have to set up the perfect.
You have to set up the drop. But it is way. The one thing it can do is it can win really big. It can win really big.
I don't know how high skill I think. I mean, I've never used Radis, but it always feels like.
It's high skill to get a high score.
Yeah, but this one is about, I think what we're saying here is this one is about, it's hard to set the perfect drop up. It's about having the knowing the risks and being able to manoeuvre enough that you set it up perfectly.
Mm.
So I think rather
especially when you're getting out deployed, that's the tricky part.
Exactly.
I still prefer your version.
Yeah, I think it's better against the meta.
But he's flown it well enough to get into the cut,
exactly.
Can't take that away from him.
Yeah, and then Piotr Swietlicki, who finished fourth in Swiss, was running a Rican list.
You mean first in Swiss?
Sorry,
as first.
He came fourth in the Swiss, but first in the tournament.
Yeah, he won. He won his semi final against.
Who was the first? Against Gideon.
Gideon.
Yeah.
Gideon Sloan list.
Because he didn't tap Avenger.
Yeah.
And then he won in the final against Radis. So it feels very familiar, Ricky.
It does look very familiar. Like every.
So it's
upgrade.
Basically your list, right? With some slightly different squadrons.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so he's got he puts Rican on the Hammerhead to make it a lifeboat
and doesn't give it the racks. So.
No racks. And then he's got.
He's not using the push on the Avaris.
No, because it is weaker. Understandably.
He's got a Dagger Squadron.
I mean, he doesn't have Bright Hope on the Tongan Fire Bomber Command.
It's very brave.
Just couldn't find the points.
And then he's got
Dutch and Wedge instead of Nora, and maybe a different.
And the white, he doesn't have the escorts. He doesn't have the two.
Well, he does have a escort. He's got Wedge's.
But you know, you've got 14 hull of escort. He's got 5. It's a big difference.
Mm.
But yeah, Wedge and Dutch are always a good fun combo, aren't they?
Damning bang.
I think it's super good against Sloan, isn't it? It's just an anti Sloan.
Dutch is tricky against Sloan because he has to hit to trigger.
Is there a power 10?
He doesn't roll an accuracy.
He's got Bright Hope.
Yeah, so you get 3 dice with a reroll, so your odds are on to get it, but you're still only looking at like a 60% chance of getting
twice.
It. Oh, you're firing twice.
3 times.
So you've got 8.
And 3 times if you 8 die.
Right, so you've got, you've effectively got 12 green dice.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, you're going to get it at least once. So.
And then Wedge is going to ruin whatever's left.
Yeah, 6 blues against those activated ships.
There's a combo.
Yeah, I mean, all of those 4 are really good list, really good players.
No doubt.
We're done some more.
I don't know what happened in the final. I was enjoying the expo, but the report that we've got here, this overnight thing, just says the other ones all have a little report. This one has
final just has a bunch of pictures.
8-9 photos, and it just says, and in the end, Rico forced a concession from Raddatz, a victory.
Wow.
So yeah, there's not a whole lot of details in there. How that one went, but like we say, Cat Armada, it probably wasn't super adventurous.
No.
Well, when we looked at it, and like Raddatz had committed, like it wasn't the cagiest thing in the world.
He'd gone for Yavaris.
He hadn't just tried to like pip a fighter and fly away.
Yeah.
But I don't know the details.
Yeah.
Cat Armada.
Kind of sucks.
One day we'll play an actual Red Robin or a Swiss for the fun. One day, it'll happen. Because enough people will complain.
Yeah, maybe that's
the right way. The judge come in and said, like, he's put forward, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
They may not listen.
Well, it sounds like from the base case that there was a reasonable amount of committing. It wasn't too
bad. But I think because Raddatz has to commit. So in 2 of the 3 games, like you can't be that cagey with a Raddatz, like Ordnance Cruiser, because you're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So that's probably why it was a bit more exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a Recon off, where the first one to charge in dies.
Yeah.
So two people circle each other for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and hopefully there'll be some Wave 8 news at some point.
I doubt.
Some point on the horizon. Because
I think
everyone's
given up
6 months since we had release of Wave 7.
Has it really been 6 months?
Nearly.
Oh, shit.
5 months. 5 months and a bit.
We didn't make January.
I mean, they're all invested in X-Wing 2.0.
Well, yeah, that's it. All the focus is on X-Wing and on Legion as well, obviously. It's like new.
Yeah.
But it is a bit disheartening, isn't it? Not even like a sniff. Because even once if they stick to form, from the day they announce it, we'll be another 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, we got a little bit more in there, but we can't go into these.
And it's not really like a dying game. Like, they sold out with Euros.
Yeah, but it's not on their high list of priorities.
It doesn't revenue-wise, it probably doesn't make much money.
Because they're not making anything.
Like, we were literally going to throw money at them.
I know.
On new stuff. So did most of our players. Yeah. But there's more players playing it. I mean, I don't know who the people playing Legion are, because it's not many around.
They did have a Legion tournament at the Expo, which was fun to look at. But it's too early days for me to play that competitively. Just like no unit.
Activations just out of
So,
looking forward to
any further thoughts on?
I'm super bored of 2 ISDs, so I'm going to move on to something very different. I'm deciding what it is yet.
what ISD?
Yeah.
I'd probably change mine.
I don't know what.
I still probably have your virus in there, but it'd be quick.
Never thought of playing it, switching it up, guys.
No, because you know what
I used to play a lot of Rebels. But I don't know why. I think because I don't want to play Recon Yavaris.
And that's the natural.
And every time you're building a Rebel list, you just go, I would Recon, wouldn't it?
It's like stealth, though, isn't it? Like
you start out with whatever your list is.
Yeah.
And then
starts
then
creeping
2 months
in.
Down the line, you're getting my breaking device. When did this happen?
Like,
what? Yeah. I was playing Liberty with Demon. Yeah. What the fuck?
At least with Imperials, like, there's nothing really good to make you think, oh, I should always include this.
Yeah,
half the stuff's like garbage. Like, you can just throw half the ship cards away with Imperials. Yeah. Never use them.
Maybe. There's an
architect
in the cut.
Oh, yeah, no, like the architect.
I just think that the ships on the rebel side are strong enough to not be complemented by bombers. And then, if you've got bombers in there, why haven't you got your bombers in there?
Yeah.
Because then you're going to shoot twice.
Mm. I'd still like to run the format that they do a war machine where you get two lists. I think the game's mature enough for that now, and I think it would force better list building decisions and also better matchups, because you could just take a list with early warning systems in every list and go, fine, you're gonna play Recon against me, aren't you? Well,
so what the idea is, you let them pick your list.
So no, you both take two and you look at the other guy's two lists and then you pick one, you simultaneously both secretly pick one of your lists to take. And then reveal
them.
Them
up, because you can have two lists that are pretty much because
you can't have uniques across the same list.
Okay.
Twice.
So you do make two different lists.
Your admiral has to be different. It has to be same faction, so it has to be Empire or Rebels. And uniques have to be, you can't multiple. So you can only have one strategic advisor, you only have one demo, you can only have one.
I like it. I played an X-Wing tournament like that, and it was really fun.
Okay. It makes skill.
You do have to bring more stuff.
List building.
You do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. But
or, you know, you only bring one bag and don't tell them that you only got one bag.
Well, after they pick it.
And
oh, that's me now.
Well, no, you pick your list.
Yeah, you
pick your list. But you don't know which one they're picking of their list.
Yeah.
So you could just have one list. You have a Recon Uvirus list, but you haven't actually bought the Recon Uvirus models, and you just, like, freak them out.
But some variants, most variants, certainly the war machine, you have to play just a minimum of once. So
I think I prefer the opponent pick from the two.
I suppose if you're picking theirs and they're picking yours, then it's effectively the same thing, isn't it? Like, you're not guaranteed the matchup you want.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
Something like that would really freshen up. I mean, if we're running like a casual war at some point, just a quarter kit where it doesn't have to follow a structure like a storm champs or something, I'd be really tempted to do that to mix it up.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
Because then people get, you could, well, naturally you're going to bring more upgrades in, you're going to bring deeper stuff, so you can't just netlist and spam stuff anymore. You can't just say, well, I'll just chuck APTs or something, or I'll chuck the flavor of the month. You have to dig a bit deeper to get that kind of thing. But that's just a...
Well, we won't be doing that for the next one.
No, if we've got to do a store champ. So move on to that now. So we're here recording at Big, so thanks to
Jim.
Jim and the staff at Big in Bristol in the UK. Thanks for use of the room. Shout out to Jim. And we're hoping to run store champs. Is the date confirmed, Ricky?
Pretty much.
So we're currently going for the 12th of August.
It's 2 weeks before the national, so we could practice.
Yeah. And we'll add in some kit, leftover kit prizes.
We will have other
kits. So, yeah. So there'll be bumper prizes and promos available there. We'll put more details of that out on
the at least be the season one kit probably thrown in.
Yeah.
Season two kit should have been already, but it's
not. And the prizes were announced recently as well.
They were,
so
people know what will be in.
So what the likely winner?
First and second player get a reversible plastic Profundity Chimera title.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
First plastic upgrade?
Because so far the only plastic cards we've had are ships.
Yeah.
And it's the first reversible one, I think, for Armada.
First reversible squadrons coming up, Nationals.
Yeah.
Sienna and Marek?
Shara.
Oh, okay, good, because we've already had Sienna as a...
Shara.
Shara's used quite often.
Yeah,
and Marek, obviously. Although I didn't see any, actually. I didn't run into any anyway.
I like this double sided for both sides because that really does benefit.
Everyone gets to use it.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're a one.
A lot of people only play one faction.
Yeah.
I've got the Hammerhead card, it's also on the.
It's a really nice art.
It is a nice art.
Is that the participation?
It is. See the participation on top 32 or something. It's a common one.
Yeah.
A lot of them in there. So some nice prizes. So get along to a store champs if you can.
Hmm.
Cool. Right. Anything else to cover, guys?
No, I think we covered it.
Yeah. Okay. As ever, any events you want to advertise, send them in to us. Plenty of notice because we record it once a month or thereabouts. Yeah. comsnoiseuk@gmail.com
or on the Facebook page.
Or Facebook page, comsnoise.
Yeah.
And feel free to correspond or message us.
There is the one at Forest coming up. We might be there, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's also the one in Curtin Games next month.
Yeah.
All the local ones that we go to.
Yeah. If you're in the southwest of England or Wales, then.
An hour and a half is about our limit.
If you change the name of the podcast, it's Armada Dads.
Yeah.
Now that Matt and Matt have left.
I know, it's right? It's proper Dads Club.
It's just the Armada Dads Club, getting the passes to go away.
Yeah, driving
anything,
long distance.
More than like a Euros or Worlds, you're not going to take a weekend pass away from the family for a store champs, probably.
No.
Yes.
Mm. Right. Cool. Thanks for listening,
guys.
Thanks for your patience, and we will catch you next time.
See you. Bye.
Bye.